My name is Ryan Sullivan. I've been podcasting for over 7 years. I've helped over 300 people launch and grow their own podcasts and generate hundreds of thousands of views and downloads. This is 50 Podcast Tips in 15 Minutes. Let's get started. The first podcast tip you need to know is how to treat your podcast. Not the treatment of the room or the sound, but to treat your podcast like a business. If I look back at the hundreds of podcasts I've worked on, the ones who made the most money and are also still around today all treated their podcast like a business, not a hobby. Be painfully specific about your niche. Podcasts are extremely popular. There's millions of them out there, but there are only 10, 20, or maybe up to 100 podcasts in your given topic. So when you're specific about the niche that you're in, that allows people to get attracted to your podcast. And then those people who are just like them do exactly the same thing. But if you stay broad, you'll never get there. Know exactly who your ideal listener is. I see this all the time. I sit down with a podcaster, I ask them who their ideal listener is, and they don't know. They say, well, my podcast is for everybody. If you create something for everybody, you're creating something for nobody. Know that ideal listener. Make the show about their problems, not your ego. I see so many people creating podcasts because they want the ego boost. They want to look like the person on the podcast. Trust me, when it comes to longevity and success in podcasting, it has everything to do with your listener and almost nothing to do with you. Write a podcast name or title that describes the show. There are so many podcasts out there. And the one thing you want your new listener to do is look at that title and go, that's for me. Use a tagline in your podcast. Ours is, your prospects are listening to podcasts. It might as well be yours. An example of a tagline could be, this is the place where these type of people go to do this type of thing. This is the place where marketers go to learn about copywriting, for example. Use that for yourself, add a tagline. Choose one core promise for your listener. Don't be ambiguous, don't be confusing, and don't be clever. Smart is better than clever. Don't be ambiguous, don't be confusing, and please don't try to be funny. Leave that to the comedians. Stick to one metric for your podcast. It's tough to decide, do I track views? Do I track downloads? Do I track subscribers? Doesn't matter to me which one you choose, just as long as you choose one and stick to it. People who binge more, buy more. So you wanna design episodes that are bingeable. This would mean choosing a clear format and repeating that week after week. So when somebody stumbles across your podcast, it's way easier for them to listen to 5 episodes instead of just one. Build your show around a content system, not random ideas. Meaning, if you have a system to create your podcast episodes, that allows you to be predictable. When you're predictable, that allows you to repeat your results. So if you don't have a system to create your podcast, then guess what? You're not going to get results either. Use account-based podcasting, not random guests. Meaning, view your guest list as a series of people that you need to talk to accomplish a goal. When you feel like you're angling and building towards a goal and your guests feel like they're building towards a goal, that's what makes a great podcast guest list. Not randomness, specificity, and intention. If you have a business, turn your case studies into podcast episodes. So instead of saying, here's the results we got, interview the client and have them talk about the results of your product or service on your podcast. It's a much better, easier, and more effective way to create case studies. Create one unique recurring segment. We see this in podcasts from the biggest shows in the world, like Joe Rogan, to smaller shows that you've never heard of, but that create a ton of revenue. This means creating some kind of segment, whether you bring a guest back every single time, or maybe it's something newsworthy, or whether it happens in the beginning of the episode, at the end of the episode, the beginning of the month, at the end of the month, whatever it is, have bingeable recurring segments. Ask better questions. The questions that you ask determine the results of your podcast. So what large podcasts do is they use Google to determine what questions people are asking, and then they ask the guests those questions. So then when they make clips of the guests answering that question, they show up in the search results for that question, all from being intentional about the questions you ask. Structure your interviews so that the first 10 minutes deliver as much value as the next 50. There are so many podcast interviews with guests that get bogged down with the life story and the tell me about yourself. Trust me, pack that first 10 minutes with value, and those listeners are guaranteed to stay till the end. Don't just do guests. Do solo episodes too. I can't tell you how many podcasts I see where all it is a list of interviews. Interviews are not that fun to consume unless there's somebody famous or somebody we already know. So give your audience the opportunity to consume you as the host. Add in those solo episodes. They're probably not going to get the same amount of downloads. They'll probably get more. Design 2 to 3 repeatable formats. Your podcast doesn't all have to be the same format. So you might have 80% interviews, 10% solo, 10% co-hosted. Or you might have 90% co-hosted, 10% solo. Or 50% interview, 50% solo. Find this mix and match balance with your audience and switch that content up while also keeping it repeatable. End every interview with these two questions. Number one, was it worth it? Number two, give somebody who's sitting on the fence some advice that they might need to receive to move forward. These two questions capture not only the mind, but the emotions of somebody viewing. Ask your guest questions that people are afraid to ask. Whether that's their income, maybe their tax return, maybe that's their personal philosophy, maybe that's their business growth secrets. No matter what it is, if you're afraid to ask it, definitely ask it. Keep episodes only as long as they need to be to deliver the content. If you record an interview that's 60 minutes, but you went through the same points 3 or 4 times, go ahead and chop that interview up as short as it possibly can while also delivering the value. Listen, people do not have time, and also AI can do this for you. Give it the transcript, have it pull out the repeat segments. We even do it for this podcast you're watching right now. Always have a backup microphone. You can't see it, but there's actually a microphone on the side of this microphone stand. There's 2 microphones going on right now. I'm just going to give you this one because this is going to save your ass. Start with a strong opening. So many freaking podcasts start off like we're reading a textbook, okay? Nobody wants to read. Nobody even really wants to watch anything because all they're consumed with is video and video and video. So you need to open strong. Got me? Don't bury the hook. Open with the freaking hook. So when it comes to podcasting, you want to have an opening that people can either get with or get without, right? You want them to either go, shit, this is awesome, let's go. Or you want them to say, hey, this isn't for me. If it doesn't do either of those, you lost. Please have sound quality. I don't know what this is. People think that you could just record with a toaster. Yes, you can record with a toaster, but nobody's going to listen. We now have AI tools. Microphones are so inexpensive. You don't need this $300 mic, right? Make sure you buy a name brand. That's it. Good recording, good sound quality. You could just put it in ChatGPT or YouTube. There are absolutely no excuses now. Batch record. Record a ton of episodes at once. That's it. Use video. The internet is video, not audio. The internet is 2 things, text, video. Those are the 2 things that make up most of the internet. So use video. Branding. Look up the definition of branding on Google and then apply it to your podcast. You're probably not going to understand branding and what it truly is because that can take a long time. But what I want you to know is what it is definitionally so you can apply it to your podcast. Branding simply is perception. Curate that. Use templates for thumbnails, for clips, not so that you get lazy, so that you can repeat your results. If you have a video at the end of the year from your podcast that did way more views, use that as a template, create 100 more videos like that. Add captions to every single clip. Keep your tech reliable, and that's really it. Just make sure it's reliable. Make sure the camera doesn't always turn off. Make sure the mic basically always works. Pretty simple. Design episodes ahead of time so that you know you're going to get good clips from them. The worst thing you can do is go through a 60-minute interview and realize there's no good clippable moments in there. Create these ahead of time. Post clips on your main platform first so that you can be there to watch the results. By the way, posting on 12 platforms doesn't work. I would know from experience. Turn your episodes into other things. Newsletters, carousels, text posts, images, case studies, reviews, PDFs, audits, breakdowns, state of the thing report. I don't care what it is. Turn your episodes into other stuff. Upload all of your videos to YouTube. If you're not editing them or you can't afford editing or you're too lazy to edit or whatever, it doesn't matter. Just put them there anyway because some people do want to watch. Give the YouTube thumbnails and titles as much attention as the episode itself because that is the determining factor of how good this episode will perform on YouTube. People who click will view, people who view will stay, people who stay will buy. But you need them to click first. Use shorts and reels as a way to sell your episode. This is something we're doing with every episode. Create 3 to 5 shorts besides that episode just to promote that episode every single time. Figure out, create an episode zero. This is an episode that every new listener should consume before they start listening to the rest of your episodes. And you can use this as a trailer on Spotify. The trailer comes up right on the right-hand side when you go into the Spotify app. So make sure you have that super clear episode zero so that people know who, what, why, when, where, and how your podcast is being distributed. So then they can go ahead and binge and know exactly what to look for. Never say new episode alert. Just don't do that. Just get way more creative than that. I shouldn't have to tell you what to do on that one. Take clips from old episodes and post them again. If you have famous people or more famous people on your episodes, make sure to use those clips and post more of those clips. Or if people say names of famous people, clip that. That's called relevance. End every episode with one clear call to action. You're about to get this one in just a minute. Build an email list. Every marketer is going to tell you. I hope I'm not the first to tell you, but if I am, then so be it. Just please build an email list. Turn episodes into an FAQ, especially if you have a business. So have episodes that answer a question that people ask you all the time. Super simple. People would much rather watch than read. If you have a guest on your podcast, your number one goal is to help them promote the episode. So act as their personal video editor or their personal ghostwriter or their personal content person and do all of the content exactly to their liking. And I bet they're going to start sharing some of it. Use listener questions and client questions as prompts. I see so many podcasters making episodes out of their head. This is not where ideas should all come from. It should come from their head too. Other people, the listeners, the prospects, the clients, right? So use other people's questions and ideas. Get to know your listeners. Put a link to book a call with you. No questions asked, no strings attached in the description of your podcast and allow listeners to just speak with you for 30 minutes. I guarantee you're going to be able to create so much better content just from that. Don't just do a pre-recorded podcast every single time. Create an environment, a community, or simply a space for your listeners to come together. This can be a webinar, a live video, or even an in-person event. Reinforce the core philosophy in every episode. You want this to feel like it's all building towards that one singular goal. Measure success in whichever metric you choose, not just downloads. If this is a podcast for a business, yeah, then don't measure the downloads. Measure how much more business you got. And last but not least, the final of the 50 podcast tips is to be consistent. I know. We all know. Consistency. It's important. But why is it important? It's important because nobody's going to listen for a long time. Literally, there will be almost nobody listening to you. But over time, that's when people start to listen. After 6 months, a year, two, five, hey, there's no question as to why our biggest shows are our oldest shows. It's because they've been around the longest. So if you want to be successful in podcasting, you just have to keep going and then 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 keep going. And that's the best strategy. So the thing is, what am I going to do with all these tips, right? Done the tips. What we need now is to record the podcast. And that is exactly what I have for you. In the description of this video and this podcast episode, there's going to be a link to something called Script Science. Right now, that doesn't mean anything to you and it shouldn't. But once you click on it and open it, you're going to see the 20 plus title ideas, podcast title ideas that have all received either 1,000 views or 1,000 downloads each. You can take those, put them in GPT and apply them to your podcast. On top of that, we have the exact script that we use for these videos. So you have no excuse. You can get out there, hit record and post your podcast. My name's Ryan Sullivan. I have helped people generate hundreds of thousands of views and downloads for their podcast. And that is 50 podcast tips. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.